Blog Talk Radio.
219 The Talk.
Welcome to the show. It's none other than your host, Pastor Jay, coming to you live from Houston, Texas. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. Amen. I'm so excited, praise God, to be back with you on tonight for My Gospel Soul with Apostle Jay and friends. Onus Jackson will be joining us tonight, praise God. Amen. And we're just going to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I just want to take time, praise God, to play, amen, some good music. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. How many of you know, praise God, that God is real? Hallelujah. Amen. It said, God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah. Well, I guess we have to wait on music. Amen. I'll set up my computer. Amen. Let's talk a little bit to Onus. Amen. I just say, wait. Oh, it's not letting me do anything tonight. Well, I'll tell you what, praise God. I'll talk a little bit while I get my equipment set up. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is able to do it exceedingly more abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Glory to God. So, amen. I'm going to go into prayer, amen, while we get set up. Amen. I know, hallelujah. Amen. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Glory to God. And he ain't got no power. Hallelujah. He don't have no power. That's why he's mad. Hallelujah. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you for another day. Another day in your presence, glory to God. Another day experiencing your mercy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, you've been, amen, better to us than we've been to ourselves. As we humble ourselves, praise God, under your mighty hand, praise God. We just ask you, God, hallelujah, to meet us right here. Amen. On
hallelujah. Glory.
Meet us right here. Lord, we expect a miracle, glory to God.
We expect, Lord.
You to move like never before, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
As we sing worship up, as we glorify your holy name, we expect.
Yes.
Hallelujah, to see a move, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Because worship goes
up, when praise goes up, glory to God, the heavens open. Hallelujah. And you pour water. Hallelujah. Help us on this evening, glory to God. Whatever it is that sits, amen, in our minds that tries to terrorize our thoughts, hallelujah, that tries to rob us of our peace, we come against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. There is none like you. You are, hallelujah, Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. Hallelujah. And Lord, we worship you, glory to God. We worship you, hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God. Amen. We know that our favor comes from you. We know that our that you are our source, glory to God. We know that everything that we need comes from you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so we worship you. We adore you,
Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We magnify you, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. You're bigger than our situation. You're bigger than our circumstance, glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
And we lift you up, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
For the whole world to see, glory to God. We lift your name, hallelujah, glory to God. For the whole world, you say it. Glory to God. At the name of Jesus, glory to God.
Yes.
Every knee shall bow. Hallelujah.
Everything.
And every tongue shall confess, glory to God, that you are God. Hallelujah. And there is none like you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Gave your life on the cross for us. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that we
Lord.
May have
yes,
right.
Lord.
Hallelujah. To the tree of life, that we may have a right to salvation, that we may have a right, glory to God, hallelujah, to healing, that we may have a right, hallelujah, oh my God, to breakthroughs, hallelujah, to miracles, glory to God, to redemption, glory to God. You are our redeemer, hallelujah. You are our burden bearer, glory to God. You are a doctor that never lost a patient, glory to God. You
never
are, hallelujah, the great I am, hallelujah. That whatever
hallelujah.
We need, you say, I am, hallelujah. Whatever we desire, you say, I am, glory to God. Oh, my God, hallelujah. I know you to be a father to the fatherless, glory to God. I know you to be a mother to the motherless, glory to God. Hallelujah. And we humble ourselves under your mighty hand tonight, glory to God. If somebody listening, glory to God, that needs a breakthrough, hallelujah. That somebody listening, glory to God, that needs a move, hallelujah. That needs
Lord.
A push,
yes,
hallelujah. And Lord,
hallelujah.
We just ask you, glory to God,
in
this atmosphere that we created, glory to God. Hallelujah, that it be conducive, glory to God. Hallelujah, for your spirit to come on in, glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah, that person who has their hands lifted right
Lord.
Now. Lord, that you're moving, glory to God, in that situation, glory to God. That you're moving,
hallelujah.
On their behalf, glory to God.
Yes,
Lord,
we're
just sitting in the gap right
Lord.
Now. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
For the
hallelujah.
Elderly person, glory to God.
Yes,
that feels
yes,
abandoned,
yes,
glory
Lord.
To God. We stand in the gap
Lord.
Right now. Hallelujah.
Yes,
for that daughter,
hallelujah.
Glory to God. Who feels motherless, glory to God.
Yes,
or that feels
Lord.
Like she has no support. We stand in the
no,
gap right
yes,
now.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Right now, Lord.
Knowing that you're able to wrap
yes,
your loving arms around her,
yes,
glory to God.
Lord.
That
yes,
you're
Lord.
Able, glory to God, to comfort her and
yes,
let her
Lord.
Know that you never leave her nor forsake her, glory to God.
Yes,
you're
Lord.
Able,
yes,
hallelujah, your all strength,
hallelujah,
and our arms do, glory to God. So meet them right there, hallelujah, wherever they're connected from, glory to God. Whatever is heavy on them, glory to God. We know you can lift
yes,
it, hallelujah.
Lord.
You say, well, two or more,
yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Touch and agree, glory to God. You'll be in the midst,
hallelujah.
Glory to God. So we
yes,
touch
Lord.
And agree right now.
Touch and
we
agree,
touch
right,
and agree
now,
right now. Hallelujah.
Right now.
Oh, I'm
going to
say it again. We touch and agree,
agree
right
yes,
now.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt,
yes.
I believe that your spirit is moving. I believe that your
yes,
spirit
Lord.
Is healing.
Move,
I believe that your
move,
spirit
move,
is making the crooked way
move,
straight.
Lord.
I believe that your
yes,
spirit,
yes,
glory
yes,
God,
yes,
hallelujah,
yes,
is showing
Lord.
Up in
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lord,
oh, my God. Showing up on football field. Showing up. Basketball court, showing up your spirit
Lord
in the boardroom, hallelujah. Your
yeah,
spirit
Lord,
is
yeah,
in the Zoom meeting, glory to God.
Yeah,
your spirit,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, is going into the
hallelujah.
Businesses, glory to God.
Yeah,
going into,
yeah,
oh
yeah,
my
yeah,
God.
Lord.
Oh, and I thank you for it right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I pray restoration
Hallelujah.
On pastors. Oh, glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray restoration. I speak it right now. In the mighty name of rejuvenation, I hear it in my spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. And I thank you for it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord.
We magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way tonight. Hallelujah.
Have
your way tonight. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Have your way tonight.
Have your way, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh,
this is your house,
Hallelujah.
We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is your house, God. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless you.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank
Never lost it.
And he never will. Hallelujah.
Huh.
Oh, we stand on that sure foundation, that word that will not give away. Or whatever you do, make sure that your anchor holds a solid rock. Oh, glory. He is our rock. Glory.
Come on. Hallelujah. Thank
he is our rock.
He is
our rock. Jesus, he's water.
Come on.
In the drought.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Ooh, in the time
yes, he is.
Of famine. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Glory to your name, God.
Yes.
He's our all.
Come on.
And all. Hey,
yes.
He's the wheel in the middle
yes, he is.
Of a wheel.
In the middle
hallelujah.
Of the wheel. Come on. Hallelujah.
Around. All I see is the glory of God. Glory to your name, God. Say from the highest point of the mountain to the lowest valley, his works are great. He's magnificent. Oh, glory. Nobody but God. Nobody but God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the midst tonight, hallelujah, hallelujah, just having such
yes,
a sweet spirit, hallelujah, and we thank you, we thank you. The song says your presence is a gift, and whenever somebody gives you a gift, you say what? Thank you, hallelujah,
thank you,
hallelujah.
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 I love that song.
Oh, my God, girl, I have to listen to it every day.
Yes. Oh,
yes.
My Lord. It's so good.
Never take your presence from me, Lord. Yes, I pray that his presence come in and abide with me every day, every day. I have to listen to that song. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Glory.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. We bless God tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We just want to give honor to God tonight. Amen. Praise God to just be on the air talking about how good he is. Glory
yeah.
to God. Amen. Like she said, the scripture said, oh, taste and see.
Mm.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
So tonight, praise God, we're going to be in Psalm 77. Amen. We're going to read to God, say, stop. Amen. Because
We
have to know, praise God, amen, that we trouble don't last our ways, but also that we are not the only one that have been in trouble. Come on, hallelujah. Amen.
That's right.
You gotta learn how to pray, amen. You gotta learn how to pray, amen. So I'm gonna play this song, praise God, by Kenny Brown, amen. I love his worship music, praise God. He is really anointed, amen, for worship, glory to God. I hope he comes out with more, amen. But this song I want to play, amen, glory to God, is going to bless you tonight. Hallelujah. I just want you to get your mind on the Lord, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. And let God minister to you, amen. This song said, great is thy faithfulness. Right here on
yes.
my gospel. We'll
yes.
be right back.
Yes. Yes.
There were times in my life, yeah, I did not do what you asked me to. But Lord, faithfulness to me.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Yeah. Now many, many, many times before, Lord, you have forgiven me, yes. Even when I'm wrong, Lord, you still open doors for me.
Amen. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He's faithful to us. Praise God. And y'all know we say it all the time, but it's true. He's faithful to us even when we're not faithful to him.
He's better to us than we are to ourselves.
Come on. When we are not even thinking about him, he's still faithful to us.
So faithful.
Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We're in the book of Psalms. Praise God. Psalms. Praise God. And we're at Psalm 77. This caught my eye, praise God, because we are very repetitive when we pray. And the Lord wants us to understand that he heard us the first time. Amen. He heard us the first time. We have to build up our confidence in what we pray. Because sometimes we pray defeated. Amen. I talk about the
confidence.
We pray defeated. Amen. Glory to God. In these simple words, praise God, it says, I cried unto God with my voice. Amen. Even unto God with, come on, hallelujah, with my voice. Come on. See, sometimes we
we see people crying out to God, falling out, you know, rolling under the pew. Can I just talk to us for a bit? We think that it takes, amen, hallelujah. I'm not saying that for some of us it don't, amen, but I'm saying your praise, your worship, amen, is your praise. Come on, hallelujah.
Yes.
It's authentically yours. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
The way you reach heaven is, see, some people won't worship right now in the church because they know their work, their praise and their worship is different from other people. Come on, because
there's
so many people duplicating other people's praise. Come on, amen.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. This scripture right here tells me that they didn't jump off of a roof and yell, Jesus really. No, they cried. Hey, I cried with my voice. They want you to understand,
yes.
Amen, glory to God, hallelujah, that my praise is my, you know that song. It says, you don't know my story. Come on.
You don't.
All the things that I've been through. You can't feel my pain. Come on. And what I had to go through to get here. So you'll never understand my praise. And don't try to figure it out because my worship is for real.
Come on.
Hallelujah. This scripture right here, praise God, he's letting you know, he said, I even unto God, come on, with my voice, watch this, cried out to him, and it says, and he gave ear to me. I don't have to read nothing else. Come on. Glory to God. I just want to bless you tonight. Hallelujah. I want to bless you. I want to let you know, praise God, that right there in your house, as you listen to these two ministers, glory to God, right there in your house, glory to God. If you feel the spirit right there in your house, you can shout, praise him, fall out, whatever it takes. Listen. What your worship is for real. Come on.
For real. For real.
He hears you. He lends an ear to your worship. Glory to God.
Yes.
And people practicing. They practicing worship. Come on. But I and Minister Otis can tell you, praise God, amen. It's been times where the Lord will tell me, praise God, he'll tell me, amen, I want you to just shout right there. Come on. I want you to just dance right there. Come on. I want you to just leap for joy right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to just holler. See, sometimes it's a holler. Glory to God.
Yes.
That God gives you, amen, from the pit of your stomach, glory to God. But God says, if you just holler right now, it's going to shift your situation.
Huh.
Oh, my God.
Glory.
If you get wrong, come on. Sometimes he'll tell you, just take off running. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God, hallelujah. Go, my God. Your faith is tested, glory to God. When he said, I need you to move right now. Oh, my God.
Right now.
Go ahead and do it. Why? Because if your blessing is tied up in that move.
That your
breakthrough. Your
obedience to God.
Oh, my God. Come on. Amen.
Yes.
And I know
we
that
miss
you're...
a lot. We miss a lot by... First of all, in order to hear from God, you got to have a relationship, because God, you know, sometimes he moves in that very still voice and he quickens your spirit, and you got to know that it's God, and you got to move, you got to hear, you got to be obedient to what God is saying to you at the time that he's speaking. You can't wait a week and say, oh, I guess I heard from God a week ago, let me move. No, you missed it. You missed it. God is moving when he says he's moving, and you got to be sensitive to the move of God. Hallelujah.
Come on. I like the way you say that. Sensitive.
Mm.
It's not orchestrated.
Mm.
You didn't plan.
Come on.
You didn't sit back and say, it's this time, I'm going to do this. And a lot of people, they set up a worship. Come on. I go to different churches, and they have practiced what they're going to do. Come on. But let me tell y'all about a spontaneous
praise or a spontaneous time of worship. Oh, my God. Ooh. If you've ever been in the house of God when the glory cloud, y'all know I always love to talk about that glory cloud, when that glory cloud enters the room because somebody has just been on the moaner's bench, come on, and
come
somebody
on
over
now.
Here is just saying, hallelujah, the trumpet of Zion is going,
and
then somebody over here say, glory to God, glory to your name. Then somebody in the back just get to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. And before you know it, glory to God, it's like a thick cloud. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You can feel the chills go up your arm. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Amen. I'm talking about a spontaneous worship.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
That'll
yes.
blow
yes.
your mind. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
My God. Hallelujah. God is so good.
It ought to be that your worship, your praise and worship services ought to be that you're running to get there because you know God going to show up.
Yes.
Because somebody goes, hey. Somebody gonna usher him in. But when you on a collective mission where you do your part and I'm gonna do my part, but we're gonna be on one accord because we're gonna usher the Spirit in today because somebody needs to feel his loving presence. Hallelujah. So I'm going to bring what I have, what I done worked on, you know, my prayers, my moaning, my hallelujahs, my glories, you know, my jump up and, you know, do a little spin, run up and down the floor. Lord, come on in. We welcome you. We just overjoyed that your presence came to be with us today. You know, it's a collective and individual mission, but you have to come with the spirit of expectancy. See, sometimes we just go to church as routine. This is not a routine thing. Nothing that I do concerning Christ is routine because I don't know how he gonna make us move. Hallelujah. So I
come
on to church with the spirit of I expect God to show up and show out, saved, and somebody gonna be delivered. Hallelujah!
Come on,
we're not
God.
Coming
come
in
on,
the
God.
Routine. Is all is
come
over.
On.
No routine.
Come on.
You know,
yes.
with your brother so and so gonna read a prayer. This person gonna do this. We go at some point. Your
come
spirit
on.
Of expectancy should kick in. Hallelujah.
To kick in. Come on.
Yes.
Glory
your spirit
God.
Of freedom should kick in. Lord, come on in and do what you got to do. We're going to throw this program away and we're going to let you have your way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But see, we don't do that. We don't make it where he can come in and move because we have to stick to our routine. We got to get
on.
Out of here at a certain time. Hallelujah. I tell you
come
on, what, when you've been on the altar and you need something from God,
preach.
Whatever it is, financially, mentally, emotionally, spiritually,
preach.
You lose track of time.
Time. Come
God,
on.
I'm giving you the time you need to move in my life because I need
come on.
You. And, you know, God don't always move, you know, when we expect him to. We got to know his timing is perfect. Hallelujah.
Oh, come on.
So throw away your program, your routines, your traditions, and let God have his way. Hallelujah.
Oh, you done preached. Oh, you done preach tonight. Glory to God. Throw away that
hallelujah.
Program. And let go. Let's really do what we sing about. Let go
come
and
on.
Let God. Come
let
on.
Go.
I promise
and I
you.
I guarantee you. Ha.
Come on here.
Oh.
Come on here.
Ooh,
my
so
Lord.
He can come in as a rushing mighty wind as
mighty
he did
wind.
On the day of Pentecost because guess what? They wasn't worried about time.
Come on.
It was all on one accord praying.
And God moved. We gotta have that spirit today. Don't worry about, you know, look, don't worry about you gotta get out of here on the time where you gotta go. When you need something from God, nothing else matters. Been there, done that. I ain't telling you what I heard, I'm telling you what I know.
Hallelujah.
When you need something from God,
come on.
God, I'm before you. I'm right here. I'm listening. Tell me what you want me to tell. I'm waiting to hear from you. I'm waiting on your spirit to come. You know, I'm right here, Lord. I'm right here. You know, I'm not moving. Huh? What? Who was that that wrestled with the angel all night long? Glory to God. He needed something from God. Time meant nothing. Because guess what? God can redeem the time. You were about the wrong time. Huh? You in front of a man that can redeem the time. He can do what you need to have done and redeem the time. Hallelujah. We worry about the wrong thing. Lord, I just need something from you right now. Everything, nothing else matters.
Come on now.
Me and you. Me and you. Me and you sitting here, me listening to how I need to move, what I need to do, who I need to talk to, what, you know, my next move. Glory to God. So you know, and a lot of services are caught up in time.
Yep.
We're caught up in time because the people get weary.
Yeah, and it quenches the Spirit of God. It quenches Oh my God! We used to go when I was young, and I was part of the Kojic Church. We went from church to church. You hear me? And God would move, and nobody left out. Nobody came in them doors when the Spirit of God was moving. And one day, the Spirit of God had came in that place so heavily, people, you know, were knocked out in the spirit, you know, people were getting delivered and healed. And one lady, she started hopping, knew it was a spirit, and she headed for that door. When she put her hand on that door, she fell out. Fell out at the back of that church. And people were astonished, but I said, you can't be surprised at that. When God is moving, you got to be still. Come on. When God is moving,
yes,
we didn't
do.
Keep. And we get out of there at 1 o'clock. Yes. But, you know, we don't train on that no more. We don't train people on how to handle those things. The kids had to be still. Some of them had to kneel and just say the blood of Jesus. You know, and we had protocols on how we did stuff. But my point is, we wasn't looking at no clock.
Come on.
Come on. Nobody was worried about a clock.
About no clock.
Come on. Oh, my goodness. And we had a good time.
We can put that a preach right there, Apostle.
Yes.
We don't train. People, somebody praying for somebody, they up, you know, moving around and going outside, answering their phone, and, you know, it's grieving the spirit, and then they wonder, ooh, Lord, I'll be glad when they get through. Well, you grieving the I'm adamant that when, you know, God is moving, sit down. I tell them, y'all. If you had to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom before service, before you left home. If you're outside that door and you hear somebody praying, don't open that door. Don't do it. Stay out there. What you out there for anyway? You came to church. Why you running in and out?
Come on. Hallelujah. You know, come on.
That grieves the spirit. You know, it's such a delicate, such a strategic thing. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You need to control your chin. Sit down.
if you don't say mm-hmm. nothing, but, you know, like you say, the blood. When somebody is moving and you have children in the midst, somebody needs to move the children. We don't teach no more. We just up in here, and it's almost like, you know, it's, like you say, learned behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something that replaces learned behavior. When real situations, real circumstances, real need, hallelujah, I'm in a desperate situation, and I'm falling down, I'm laid out before God, and you take it from your home into the church, you'll be the first one to say, you know, for moving. Why they doing this? Yeah. Why they doing that? You know? Real circumstances.
Amen.
Real circumstances.
Amen. And then another thing that needs to be taught, when one prophet is prophesying, everybody needs to stop prophesying. Because that's what God's doing. I've watched this happen in churches. The Spirit of God has fell on a prophet. The prophet begins to prophesy. Then I look across the room. It's another, somebody over there prophesying to somebody. Somebody over there. I said, that's not order. I said, that's
not
order.
That's not order. But, you know, we got this eye syndrome.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I want to be the center of attraction, but we don't understand. Like I said, it shuts the Spirit of God down.
It does.
Now you just perform it. Now you perform it.
Yeah, that's it. You sure right. You sure right. Not to mention these parking lot prophets. What
oh my God!
To my members outside in the parking lot that you couldn't say to them out in the church. You out of order.
Out of order.
Can I talk to you? Can I talk to you? Or calling them up, you know.
Oh,
calling them
come
up.
On.
You know,
right there.
Just left service with them. You know, somebody else's members. You are all out of order.
Well, all out of order.
When you in service and, you know, and you're in somebody else's house, you ask for permission. May I go forth? You know, and they tell you, know, okay, let God use you. That's your permission to go forth. Don't be out of order, because in out of order, you're blocking your blessings.
Come on.
You know, trying to hit the spotlight. You're blocking your blessings. All you're doing is just got a hot light on you that you're out of order. And no blessings are coming, because you should know better. It says when you know better, do better. And once you know, you are made responsible for what you know. These people know, you know. You are dealing with people's real life.
Yeah.
You being out of order is dangerous.
Mm-hmm. You know,
you don't reverence God.
But got to be taught. And people don't want to rebuke no more. They don't want to teach no more. They don't want to,
oh my
you know,
God,
they don't want to offend nobody. They don't want it, but would you rather offend them now and they go to heaven? Or would you rather just watch them run them up and go to hell? We got to make a decision.
Because it's on you.
Yeah.
So
you got to do it on yourself. We thank God tonight for this word. Amen. Just word praise God. We say, I cried unto God with my voice. Even
my
unto
voice.
God with my voice. With my voice. You know, my voice. Come on, amen. And he gave
hallelujah
to me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night. Come on. And seek not. My soul refused to be comforted. But I remember God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Come on, amen. Amen. Thou holdest my eyes waking, and I am so troubled. See, sometimes you're going through some stuff till it's like it's stalking and terrorizing you. Come on.
Come on.
It's like it's terrorizing you. Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You trying to sleep, it's on your mind. Come on, your brain won't shut down. Come on.
Yes,
Yes.
Your body's tired, and it's just holding you.
Yes.
Come on, amen. But
yes,
watch this.
Lord.
Amen. He said, I'm holding my eyes waking. He said, I am so troubled that I cannot speak. He said, I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. He said, I called to remember my song in the night. Come on, hallelujah.
Oh,
I commune, glory to God, with my own heart and my spirit made diligent search.
Yes.
What are you saying? He said, I got to sing it. Come on.
Hi,
I remember
glory.
The song that blessed my spirit, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. This is what, see, in the midnight hour, see, a preacher when I was coming up, amen, in the gospel, getting learning and getting mentorship, praise God. She said, at night, the devil going to try to take you sleep. She said, all you got to do is open your word and start reading. And then she said, the rest will come over you. Come on. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All you got to do, get you a good worship song. Come on. Hallelujah.
Mm,
come on. Singing.
Come on.
He said, while you lay there
yes.
on your pillow. Come on. She says, just start worshiping God. Come on. Hallelujah. She said, before
yes.
you know it, glory to God, you'll be sleeping. And I started trying, woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just
yes.
thank you. Before you know it,
that
I'm
is.
Asleep. It's the next morning. Come on, I'm waking up. It's the
Hallelujah.
Next morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God
feeling
can soothe. God can
rejuvenate,
soothe. God can
restore.
Come on, hallelujah. He can give you sweet rest, peaceful
yes,
rest.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Type
yes,
of rest when you
can.
Wake up the next day, you say, I can't even remember when I went to sleep. Come on. What I was doing.
Hallelujah.
When I went to sleep. Because God is able. Come on. God cares about you. He cares about, amen, your heart. He cares about your mind. He cares about your body, your spirit. Come on. He
yes,
cares
he
about your soul. Everything about you, he cares about. Come on. I just want to bless somebody. I want you to know that my God, we sing a song at the church and say, I am a friend of God. Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Come on, that's the word. That's the word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You thinking of me. Oh, come on. The God that has protected everybody in this world is thinking about you. Little old you.
Yes,
come on.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, it's an amazing thing. Hallelujah.
Yes, 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 Lord. He's
amen.
A great God.
Yes, he is. He's an awesome God. All right, y'all. We have come to the end of this podcast and not the end of our service to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I have enjoyed tonight, praise God. I'm going to go ahead and ask owners, what do you want to say tonight, praise God? A nugget of wisdom, something that people can take with them, you know, till our next episode or till they go to church Sunday, however, you know. What do you have? Amen.
I just want to say that if you will keep your mind stayed on Jesus, he will take care of everything that you are concerned about.
Come on.
Because
he
cares about you.
About you. My God.
Take
Hallelujah.
Time every day to just say thank you, Lord. Don't even worry about what you feel is not right in your life. Focus on what is right. You got a roof over your head. You got shoes on your feet. You got food on your table. Thank God for those things. Thank
Hello.
God for your children being healthy. Thank God for your family being healthy. Thank God for just go down the list and say, Lord, I thank you for this, this, and this. And I guarantee you, you're going to look around and everything else is going to start falling in place. So we encourage each and everyone's heart tonight. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. We're living in perilous times, and he's something that you can hold on to and never let go, because he said, I'll never leave nor forsake you. So that's something that, oh, my God, that we can count on. And I just want everyone to be encouraged tonight. And
stay close to God because he's going to stay close to you.
Amen
and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 77, praise God. He said a blessing to us tonight. He said, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, with my own voice. Come on. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. And God gave me his ear. Amen. He listened to me.
Yeah.
He like I say, lend me your ear, oh God. Hallelujah. God loves
Hallelujah.
You. Amen. And we love you too. I want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God
yes,
cares.
Lord.
We'll talk to you next Monday. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us. Also on the Janice Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.janicejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.